Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
To attend one of our live shows, go to sparklondon.com.
I come from a small town in India. Just a little bit of background where I grew up. I lived in the second floor of a five-storied building, two-bedroom house, a small veranda which led to a balcony which had the window to the world, basically, for me. I mean, hang out a lot over there. And so the windows were similarly sized. I would often go out there and stick my head out and look what's happening. Not much was happening, but lazy afternoons, you know, just go out there and stick my head out. And so this one afternoon on Sunday, I'm awaiting my teacher, who's about to come in 1 hour and give me a lesson. And I have not done the homework as usual. So I go around to the balcony as usual, expecting to see something outside happening. And the balcony has two windows, the one which I usually stick my head out of, and the second one which I never explored because it was the corner of the veranda. I was like, hey, why don't I just go at the corner? Maybe I'll see something nice. And I go around there, I put my head out. It was a Sunday afternoon, nothing happening in the streets. Looked around for 10 minutes and decided to go back. And guess what? My head wouldn't come out now. Stayed there for a while, not knowing what's happening in the world behind me and nothing happening in the world ahead of me. So keep looking around, waiting for some help from my cousin, who was around in the house as well. He comes around. He doesn't know what's happening. My head sticking out. And he hangs around for a while and tries to figure out what's the problem. And then he figures that my head won't come out. So he puts his head in the first window. And he takes it out. And he's like, hey, it's coming out. I'm like, you nuthead, I have a bigger fucking head. You know, it's not... It's not going to come out. So he goes around asking for help. My mom's there. No one knows what's happening, you know. So my mom's there. My mom comes around and she's like, she doesn't know. It's like, you know, you put your head inside. Get it out, you know. I'm like, I can't get it out, you know. And guess what? It was a Sunday afternoon. Slowly, the crowd start accumulating in the street, one after one after one. And I keep looking, not knowing what's happening inside. And every once in a while, there's a guy in a cycle comes and, hey, look at that, what's happening? And I'm like... And it goes on. There's no way to get my head out of that fucking thing. My teacher comes. That was the one ray of hope. I didn't do my homework. At least he won't beat me up this time because I have a very valid excuse. So people start accumulating. First, they're having fun. Oh, look at this, what's happening, you know. And then they realize this is getting serious. So a few of them come upstairs to my house while my mom is all nervous, my cousin's all nervous, what's going to happen, you know. And they try kind of different angles, like that. And then they ask me, how did it get in? I have no fucking clue how did it get in. It just won't come out. Just get me out of there. They tried for a while, and someone had the very, very unique idea of trying to shampoo my head so that my so that my head would slip out of the window. And the people standing downstairs have no clue what's happening, you know. They try shampooing my head for a while, and like they try and pull it out. They tried to pull it out, won't happen, and then they had to kind of put water on my head and clear my head, and you know, still no headway. And my father gets a call from my mom, you know, he has to leave business and come home, and there are already like 10-15 people in my house, and there are at least 30 or 40 people in the street, you know, looking at me, and like, and it's a Sunday afternoon, you know, not a soul is on the street, usually there's not a soul in the street, and there are 30 or 40 people looking at me. After a lot of discussions, they finally decide to cut the rail. And I'm standing there with my head, and there's a rail, like a metal rail over there, and there comes the screw, and they're slowly and slowly grinding it, and I'm looking at it, what's going to happen next, you know, like, slowly, slowly grind it. I think it took half an hour, my heart was in my mouth, and finally they managed to get me out, and I thought I'd had some relief, but no, there are 20 people upstairs already, and they are like, oh, how are you, you know, how is it going, is everything okay? And then they put me on a bed, and they think I must be exhausted, out of breath or something, and all of them come on me, and they start fanning me, like 15, 20 people come start fanning me, I'm like, leave me the fuck alone, I just want to kind of, and please ask my teacher to leave me alone, everyone, please leave me alone. So that was my little tryst with fame, and so I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah.
Spark London has three monthly nights.
The first is at the Canal Cafe in Little Venice.
Another in the Hackney Picture House.
And the third is at the Ritzy in Brixton.
More details at sparklondon.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.